past the creaky metal gates, through the fog-enveloped graveyard, you find yourself on the rickety old porch of a long-forgotten home. Beyond the threshold sits a man, obsessed, a tortured soul, cursed to discover all about the Southern California haunt community and beyond. You have now entered the domain of The Creepcast with Rick Creeper. You're listening to The Creepcast.
All right, I know it's been a while. Let's see if I remember how to do this. Well, everyone, it's been an interesting 2023 so far. And just a quick update, what's going on with the podcast. It's still here. It just we're on a bit of a hiatus for this season. And I just wanted to provide an update for all the listeners, supporters, friends, families, you know, all the haunters, the builders, everyone out there across Southern California. And yes, my fans in Canada, a few of you up in Europe and in the East Coast. Just an update what's going on as I cough on the microphone like always. What's going on with the podcast? Normally, the last couple seasons, I have some teasers out about mid to late spring, what's going on, usually about, I don't know, March or April. And by now, I would have probably had half the season recorded and definitely every guest planned ahead. And the new format that I started following, I think last season was I cut myself off by August, because that's when we all know that haunt season kicks off for a majority of us, particularly that I took the plunge last year and finally committed to Knott's Scary Farm, which I believe is going to be my new home. But a sinister point will always be the family I started with. But a Knott's is definitely a warm welcome. And I think I finally could probably stop being a journeyman haunter and just ride off in the sunset one day when I decide to stop doing this and say Knott's is my home. Anywho, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about the podcast. And I said, fuck it. You know, let's just kind of wing it like we usually do. When it comes to me, of course, with the guest, I always have notes and I kind of just very, very tactical when I approach it and very systematic. And there's definitely a format with guests. But with me, I think I'm just going to be loose about this. And so, excuse me, I wanted to provide an update with everyone that what's going on this year. It's pretty obvious that I haven't recorded anything. And now we're coming up on what? The end of May coming into June and you know, it gets pretty busy, but life happens sometimes, guys. And everyone should understand that or have experienced it. You know, life kind of throws you a curveball, and sometimes you just have to swing away, or you just got to take that out and start walk away from the plate. You know, nice my baseball reference. So you know, there's been some changes in my life. I moved to a new home, me and my girlfriend Krista, and I had some stuff going on with my family, some personal stuff. So that was the priority, and hence why the podcast is on hiatus. Some people did question if I was done. I said, no, I'm not done, but I'm done for this year. And unfortunately, I couldn't find myself wanting to record any episodes. And this is the reason why. It was a very busy 2022. For those that know, I do Ren Fair. And I was at Irwin Wendell, you know, Southern Fair, for those that are a little savvy to the vernacular amongst the Ren community. And then I belong to a guild over in Coronaburg, which is the Corona, city of Corona's Ren Festival. And that I was literally there every weekend for the season, which is a 5-week season. Amongst recording episodes of the podcast, booking guests, interviewing guests, researching guests, you know, there's a lot behind it. The same time moving to a new home and, setting up everything here, nesting the home at the same time, gearing up for Knott's, you know, Knott's Scary Farm. This is my first year, you know, taking the plunge and heading down to the farm. So it was a big year for me. And that whole process, I believe, starts in early summer, you know, auditions, online process. Once you do get hired, accept the offer, costuming, dress rehearsals, associates nights, this, that, and the other. It's just, It was back to back to back. Midsummer, spring, everything else you got going on. And then same time, you know, just trying to make time for myself, make time for my loved ones, my girlfriend, my family and whatnot. Here comes the haunt season, and I honestly worked 23 out of the 26 days at Knott's. And the only reason why I didn't do the whole 26 is because you're given days off, and I believe I took one day off again for family. Midway through, I believe the second week or third week, midway, because it's a 6 week to run, working a scary farm, which I had a blast, but I think I'll save that for a separate episode. How could I say this? Bit of knowledge of my mom's health came to surface, and it had to be acknowledged. And so that was, you know, not on the back of my mind, but the front of my mind mid-season, and more so the beginning of this year, 2023, hence why I took a break from everything. So working haunt life and just being a productive member of society, working a full-time job, and just making sure I'm taking care of and loved ones. Oh, at the same time, for those that don't know, I am the founder and creator of Dark Alley Productions. That's my baby. And I have my partner, Emmanuel, a.k.a. Minji, the producer, this guy right here.
The Creepcast, hosted by Rick Creeper11.
That's Mr. Minji right there, also right here.
Oh my.
For those that love those sound drops, we produced and put together a Christmas event at the Frida Cinema in downtown Santa Ana, which was called Twisted Christmas. And just hearing the name gives me stress, because it was a very stressful time in my life. We started planning this event, I believe, mid-spring, amongst everything else we had going on. And we mapped that event. We had meetings. We had multiple emails and on how many times in person we went and took measurements and put a team together, a build team, a decor team, talent. And just it was an immersive. For those who don't know, it was an immersive event, which we did back in 2019. And from 2019 until recently, we were begged and pleaded to bring it back. And we finally did. And we mapped that entire thing out. Oh, God, I want to say, I believe we made a decision to produce this event, I think in, if I got my dates right, between February and March of 2022. And we went out to the Frida, we pitched them what we wanted to do, and they approved it. So we knew in the back of our minds, December 17th was the day we have to have this event ready to go. And we mapped it out all spring, majority of summer, and I don't know how many meetings we had on Discord or on Zoom or in person, and having to go and take physical measurements of the layout and the footprint, and it just emails and meetings here, meetings there, back and forth, doing VO, hiring people. We hired Jacob Larson to do teaser videos for us. So this entire time we were planning this event, doing everything else in life, and we decided, okay, we told the build team, we had our production team, we're going to put, we're at a stopping point, plan this event out. It is August. We're going to go into haunt mode and focus on haunt, which myself, Emmanuel, and my buddy Jeff Koch, who was actually a haunt monster in Ghost Town this year. We told, hey, we want everyone to enjoy haunt and focus on haunt. And we're at a stopping point building this event. We're going to go silent. We're going to go dark until about, oh God, I want to say the second week of November. I think it was day three or four, like November 4th or 5th, whatever it was, after ending haunt and Knott's, and my mind started running already. It wasn't even a week, and I was already starting to, you know, think about this event, stress about this event, sending emails, going over plans, going over drawings. Week two, we picked up where we left off at in August. So there wasn't a lot of downtime for myself, and coming off a haunt, being tired, achy knees, bad back, whatever you're dealing with at the time. And keep in mind, going back to work and the same time dealing with family, you know, taking care of my own family and take care of my mom and everything else. We blow through November. We get closer to the dates. We plan this event. The event comes. It is what it is. And, you know, there was highs and lows of the event. And we finally got that event off our plate. 100% done, put away and cleaned up, the 17th and the 18th. And I told myself after that event, I need to take a long fucking break. Excuse my language. I don't want to do anything creatively. I am spent. It was literally from middle of last year up until December. And so when I came into the new year, 2023, I pretty much told everyone, I don't want to plan anything. I don't want to do anything. I really need to decompress. There's a lot going on. And creatively, my well was empty. And keep in mind, I mean, for Dark Alley Productions, we still do. That's another thing. We decided not to do anything this year. We already had about between four and eight concepts of other events we wanted to do. And the Frida's like, yeah, we're ready to go. And I'm like, I need some time to really decompress. Like, I just felt like everything nonstop from spring of 2022 up until December, you know, of last year. It was no time to breathe. But again, I chose to do that. I chose to do the podcast. I chose to move. I chose to be a renter every weekend. I chose to work Not Scary Farmer. I chose to do this event. Like, I have no one else to blame besides myself. I have a tendency to bite off more than I could chew, but I can't help it. I'm a go-getter, you know? So burning the candle at both ends just really fried me. So when I came into this year, and even though we're almost in June, I just really needed some downtime. And I don't know, I'm venting right now, but I feel like the listeners have a right to know why the podcast hasn't been produced or no episodes. So I the way I operate the podcast, I do it by feel. Once I feel like I have that creative bug to record and set up all the equipment and book the guest and research the guest and come up with questions and make sure I have the proper information to highlight who this person is. And at the same time, keep it light and keep it creative, but at the same time, make sure it's like a real conversation, because I've said 100 times, I've always wanted the podcast to be like just two people sitting at a table, which it pretty much is, having a real conversation. I don't want it to be super polished or super edited. I believe 98.7% of my episodes are 100% the conversations we had. I think I've edited 2 or 3 episodes out of the 29, 30 episodes I've had. And just because of audio snippets of you know, just some buffering on doing a remote or over the internet recording, or someone fumbled over some information. But besides that, it has been 100% real conversations between myself and the guest. And I've never wanted to overproduce something and just have it super polished. I wanted it to be raw and real, which I feel which makes it relatable. And this is why I like to record on. It's got to be a feeling. Like, once I'm ready to record, once I'm ready to set up the equipment and book everyone, that's why I find enjoyable. So it's real, it's raw emotion, which makes it relatable to you guys, the listeners, because it's never about me, even though this episode's about me. It's about you guys and the guests, you know. And this is why I think I poke fun at myself and just say stupid shit. But it's always on a feeling. And if your heart's not into it, or you're just not feeling it and it feels like work, then it's either time to walk away, which I'm not walking away, or to take a break, which we're doing now. So, you know, January came, February, March, April. And by then, I just had to make some decisions in my life, because, you know, life happens and sometimes you got to refocus. And that's when I had to make that decision where my family needed my attention more than anything. And also, I was just really, really burnt out. And this is why I decided, unfortunately, to take a break this season for the podcast. And it's obvious, I won't be recording any episodes this season, for various reasons. It's just, I really just want some downtime. Creatively, I feel like my well still a little bit empty. And I'm not going to lie, I'm getting my creative outlets from playing Dungeons and Dragons, which, for those that know, and previous listeners, I've always been a player. I was playing, I believe, and was it Jesus? One recurring campaign every other week. And then we did like a guy's road trip, which we met up every 6 months, like in Central California. Friends were Southern California and friends from Northern, we meet midway. I took a back seat on being a player, and now I am the dungeon master for a monthly campaign here in my house. So I'm getting my creative outlet from that, and it just, focusing on life, man. Just not having it in fifth gear. If no one knows, understands that reference, it's a reference to having a manual car, a stick shift. And see, if you're always in fifth gear, you just get burnt out. So right now I'm just throwing it in second gear, and I'm cruise control. And, if I have the honor and privilege to be rehired after auditioning, applying and then audition for Knott's, I really want to focus on Haunt this year and getting in better shape, really developing whatever character they want me to be. And it's the 50th anniversary, so I really want to enjoy it and give it my all. At this point, being a Haunt monster or a haunter or a scare actor, whatever you want to label yourself, I'm taking it year by year at this point. I feel more than grateful, more than blessed, and I hate that term, blessed, sorry, and let's go. And anyone who says yes, I'm sorry, that's just me, that's the Gen X in me, I'm sorry. I just feel very satisfied with everything I've done with Sinister Point, Dark Harbor, Black Cat Warrants, Pirate's Cave, and Horror World, and who else have I done shit for, I don't even know, 1870 Home Haunts, and Knott's last year, I had a blast. But, I am getting older, and it's always healthy to know when you know you're done with something. No, I'm not quitting Haunt. It's just I'm taking it year by year, which everyone should. Sometimes there are things more important than others. So I will be working Haunt this year, and that's where I'm getting my creative outlet from. And I just want to focus on the 50th. And it's just amazing to have some of my existing friends there and making new friends there as well. And just I cannot speak any higher than I have. It's just I've met some really, really cool people there, and I feel I have fulfillment, And I, like I said, you treat people the way you want to be treated, and I got some accomplishments and some acknowledgments there, and also I'm a firm believer. Not to cough on mic, but I'm a firm believer that you're only as good as the people you surround yourself by, and this is why I think I had a really good experience at Knott's. Anywho, so that's one of my creative outlets. So my well is partially full, but long-winded story short, no, there will not be any episodes this year of the Creepcast. I'm sorry, guys, but I will return next year, and I think I'm gonna get back on track, and I'm gonna change the format just a little bit. Not necessarily. It's gonna be the same format, and just the guests are gonna get more creative and bigger and bigger and better. Not that I had horrible guests in the past, besides Rick West. He was the shittiest guest ever. No, I'm just kidding. But trust me, I've met a lot of people, and I've talked to a lot of people, and I see who I would love to bring on and share their stories and advertise their business or their music or their art, and it's all relative to this community, from the haunt industry to the haunt community to the vendors, to the artists, to the builders, to everyone. And trust me, I got an arsenal of people I want to bring on. So just a little heads up and an update. I will not be recording any episodes this year, and please understand why. And I've probably been rambling this in the last, 18 minutes. But I feel like just you guys deserve to know what's going on, and everything's fine. I just really need to do me right now, and take care of my mom's, because she took care of me for the longest time. Now it's my turn to take care of her. Without getting into much detail, take care of my home, my household, my partner, Krista, my girlfriend, and take care of myself. But I can honestly say this has been a blast. I never thought I'd be doing a podcast, or let alone, people coming up to me at Haunt and Knott's backstage and on stage, sharing with me how much they enjoy this, what I do. And people are like, why aren't you doing this? I'm like, I never did this to look for acknowledgement or just accept or expecting acknowledgement. But the fact that I could create a distraction in people's life, or a source of entertainment or an outlet from what's going on in the world, because there's some bullshit going on in the world. I'm sorry, guys. It's just, there's a lot of fucked up shit going on. And if I could distract people for an hour or two just creating an episode, and then, you know, this is why I do this. This is why I do it for you guys. And I know someone personally. I guess he's considered a family member. We're like a distant cousins, I guess, where he works in law enforcement and he has a very far commute, and he says he listens to my episode on his commute to and from. And there's other people that are like, you know, you get me through the day. You got me through a rough patch of my life. And I can relate, because there's bands who I love, like Face to Face, a SoCal punk rock band, you know, going back to when I was 15 years old. They got me through thick and thin, from my lowest points to my highest points, to my dark days to when I was on top of the hill. And when I met this band in person twice, which is kind of crazy, I expressed that to them. And the satisfaction that they expressed hearing that, you know, from a fan and going into detail, it just, they were like, wow, this is pretty cool. Appreciate it. I can't compare that to how they felt, but I understand, because it just, it's, at the end of the day, I'm thinking, no one's listening to this fucking podcast, my janky ass, you know, what the fuck they, you know, same bullshit stories. I'm always repeating myself. But when people show appreciation, I'm like, wow, it's all worth it. It's worth setting up the stupid equipment every fucking time, having to edit this bullshit and advertise it like crazy. But anywho, I do it for you guys. So everyone out there who's been a fan since the shittiest episode number one to episode 29, thank you so much. You deserve the update. I will be back next year. But there'll be no podcast this year. But you guys are more than welcome to say hello, email me, hit me up on Instagram. I'm never on Facebook. I think it's dormant. Say hello on Instagram. I'm going to be in Midsummer in a couple weeks. Say hi then. I will be working Not Scary Farm. It's Not Scary Farm. Come say hello then. You know, I know it looks scary, but I'm actually a nice guy. Anywho, well, guys, I want to just thank everyone who's been supportive and everyone who's reached out to me. And I hope ultimately that what I've done over the last 3 years, damn, it's been 3 years, son of a bitch, since 2019, I believe, whatever that is. I can't do math right now. I'm tired. What I've been doing for the last couple of years on this podcast has brought something into your life. And I hope that, I hope that makes sense, but I hope that I'm able to distract you guys with whatever's going on in life and it brought a smile to your face. So anywho, I think I've rambled enough. Thanks guys. And, I'll see you in the fog.
You're listening to the Creepcast.
You've once again barely escaped the clutches of the Creepcast with Rick Creeper. Next time, you may not be so lucky. To find out more about the Creepcast and Rick Creeper, follow Rick on Instagram at RickCreeper11. Until next time, be sure to keep that lantern light burning. You never know what could be lurking out there in the dark.
Hey everybody, this is Rick Creeper 11 from the Creepcast podcast. Once again, you're hearing my voice because we're talking about vampfangs.com. Yes, vampfangs.com. Vampfangs has been established since 1993 out of Salem, Massachusetts, New England's only vampire shop. That sounds kind of spooky. Host of the Endless Night Salem's Vampire Ball. I could speak about this personally because I purchased things from them. Some of the various haunts or like horror cosplay photo shoots that I've done, I've acquired my fangs, more importantly, my contacts, which are FDA compliant, approved, and verified from your eye doctor, and shipped here in the good old US of A. So they came through for me. I've had bad experiences with other companies where contacts weren't the greatest quality, or they're shipped overseas, so either they're really bad quality or just didn't arrive here on time. So Vampfangs was definitely a lifesaver, but they have other things as well. I already mentioned special effect contacts. They have special effect makeup, fangs, apparel, sunglasses, bags, fragrances, chokers, you name it. Everything is based out of Salem, Massachusetts, and they've got a cool little store over there. Check them out, vampfangs.com online or at vampfangsofficial at Instagram. Tell them Rick Creeper sent you. You guys will love it. Trust me. Check them out, vampfangsofficial, Instagram. Have a good one, guys. Take care.